Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. And it's March 10th. Today I am teaching on bearing good fruit. The first scripture passage we're going to read from and learn some things from is found in Matthew 7, 13 through 23. And I'm reading from the NASB. Jesus is speaking here, and he says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it, for the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it." Wow, this is a solemn warning. Remember, this is Yeshua speaking. And he said, the gate is small. The way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it. This means, unfortunately, everyone is not going to heaven. There are not many ways to heaven either. There is one way. Yeshua is the way. The only way. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, who is in heaven, will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Wow. So first, we are to be fruit inspectors. Look for fruit. What kind of fruit is a leader bearing? In Galatians 5, 19 through 21, we are learning about the fruit of the flesh. It says here that now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Adultery, homosexuality, teaching that it's okay to engage in inappropriate sexual conduct, bad fruit. Jealousy, which is recognized by someone doing one-upmanship. You say you're good in something. Oh, I am too. I'm actually better. I did this for this many years. Well, I did it for twice as long. You know, I'm a prophet. Well, so am I. I'm a teacher. So am I. People do this. They're engaging in one-upmanship. They can do everything you do and do it better. That's jealousy. Arguing, factions, also known as cliques, are all bad fruit. This is rampant in the church. And here we're learning that it's bad fruit. Idolatry, placing anything or oneself above God, bad fruit. Sorcery, bad fruit. Here I want to expound a little bit because I see many in the church participating in certain forms of entertainment that promote sorcery and witchcraft. Ephesians 5 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead, even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ." There is so much in this passage, and I could spend an hour talking about just these few verses, but I want to point out just some things about fruit. I understand from it says, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. I understand this to mean anything that is against God's law, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want my focus to be there. My focus should be on Yeshua. Verse 4 says, there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. So many times I've heard people using curse words, even in the church building, and making inappropriate jokes. I was raised in the Foursquare Pentecostal Church, and my mom taught me that we don't use bad language. And there's certain words in our society that are considered to be bad language, and Christians didn't use those types of words. I even learned in high school from a teacher that was a substitute teacher in English class that the F word means for using carnal knowledge. So when you say that word, you're telling people to use carnal knowledge. But God teaches us we're not to be carnal. And so I don't think this is appropriate. And inappropriate jokes, talking about bad about people and making jokes about, you know, people's hair color, blonde jokes and different kind of jokes. You may think it's funny, but really, I understand from this verse that these are inappropriate uses of our words. We don't want to tear people down. Instead, we should be using our words to encourage and build up others, and worship our Lord and Savior, giving thanks for all that he is and does. Singing hymns and psalms and godly melodies are also appropriate. If we're joking about other people and tearing them down with our words, then we're speaking death, we're speaking curses over them. A blonde joke is nothing more than a curse on someone with blonde hair. And if you, and I know a few friends of mine who have blonde hair, and I wouldn't want to curse them. I wouldn't want to tear them down or, you know, make them feel less than. We practice the culture of honor, which means it doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. Doesn't matter what color your hair is. Doesn't matter what clothes you wear. It doesn't even matter if you're saved or not saved. You have inherent value just because you're a human being made by God. And I don't want to curse you, tear you down, or insult you in any way, shape, or form. So using curse words and making inappropriate jokes in reference to people, it's really inappropriate. It's not what Christians should be using their words for. Rather, sing to God. Give him honor. Give him praise. Give him thanksgiving. Encourage others. Build them up with your words. Make them feel valued. And we see from verse 9 that the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. We definitely don't want to be gossiping with anybody or about anybody. We don't want to speak lies. Goodness and righteousness and truth are fruit of the light. Also, the fruit of the Spirit is listed in Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. It is His will that we bear good fruit. John 15:16 in the NASB says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you." Good fruit, the fruit of righteousness, then is the fruit of the Spirit. And the Lord chose us to bear good fruit and that the fruit would remain. 2 Peter 1:8-11 says, "For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be abundantly supplied to you." Which brings me to my closing point. We are not to judge others. However, we are to inspect a person's fruit. We may be looking at someone and see that they do something bad, or something that's considered bad fruit. But we all occasionally mess up. So we want to continue looking. Is it a lifestyle or a one-off thing? If it's a one-off thing, and then the Holy Spirit corrects them and they're like, "Oh, sorry, repented," and changed their ways, and they're not living a lifestyle in that thing, then they're not a bad tree. They just messed up. They made a mistake. They made one bad choice. We all make bad choices occasionally. It's about the lifestyle. We're talking here about the lifestyle. They do it all the time. They believe at the core of their being that they're doing what is right. What are they producing in their lives? Are they increasing in the fruit of the Spirit? Then they are definitely a good tree. Are they engaging in worldly pursuits that draw them away from the Lord and cause destruction in their lives? I'm not talking about an occasional bad choice, remember. We may all make bad choices. Talking about a lifestyle here. We all make those bad choices occasionally. The answer to that is to repent. I'm talking about a lifestyle of sin and carnality and thinking it is okay. Even if they are gifted preachers or prophets that are so accurate and teachers that help you to learn the truth or musicians that play beautifully or any other of the gifts, if they're living a lifestyle of sin and carnality and thinking it's okay, they are bad trees. If they do not repent and once again seek to travel the narrow way to the small gate of salvation, they will find themselves among those Yeshua talks about in what I consider to be the scariest verses in the Bible, found in Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." This is Yeshua speaking. He is going to tell them he never knew them. Here, I want to point out, it says, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." We are taught that it's not what you do or don't do, but who you know that gets you in heaven, that salvation is a free gift. And here, it kind of supports that when Jesus said, "I never knew you." So if he doesn't know you, then you really don't know him. And if you're practicing lawlessness, you really don't know Yeshua. He came to fulfill the law, and he declared that the law would not pass away until all was fulfilled. Not one jot, not one tittle would pass away until all was fulfilled. So if you know Yeshua, then you will follow the law. It's not that you're under the law, because you're not under the law. But I did a teaching on that, so I'm not going to go into that in detail right now, because we want to focus on the fruit aspect of the lesson. I just wanted to point that out, that Jesus said, "I never knew you." So if you don't know Jesus, you're going to be practicing lawlessness, and he's not going to know you either, and you will not get in. So these are scary verses because the people referred to are deceived. But he who will enter the kingdom of heaven is the one who does the will of the Father. But if you know Yeshua, wouldn't you want to do the will of the Father? He came to do the will of the Father. And Christian means little Christ. He is our example. So if we're going to be Christians, little Christ, we should be doing the will of the Father out of love. And I know that salvation is by grace, not earned. But here, Yeshua says that those who practice lawlessness will be told to depart. And I think this has to do with, you're not really a good tree if you're practicing lawlessness, which means you're really not born again. These are very scary verses because the people referred to are deceived. They think they're on their way to heaven. They believe they have their fire insurance papers. They have convinced themselves that they are not under the law, means they can do whatever they want and that there really is no law. They prayed the prayer, but were not truly born again because all things did not become new. They were not crucified and buried with Christ in water baptism. They may have gotten dunked in water, but all they did was get wet. Truly being born again means a complete change in the way one thinks and behaves. You should now have the mind of Christ and want to walk in his ways, destroying the works of the enemy, advancing the kingdom. You will be growing in the fruit of the Spirit, and people will notice that you are different. You do not look the same as the world. You do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness. If you are still the same a week, a month, a year after praying the prayer, and even getting water baptized, then seek the Lord. Were you truly born again? Trust me, there is to be a change. The Bible says that all things are made new. If your life is not new, if it's not different, if you're not operating differently, I don't think you were truly born again. You can't live like the world and claim to be born again. I mean, you can do it, but I think you're deceived. Sorry. Born again Christians do not bear bad fruit. Bad fruit is described in Galatians 5 as deeds of the flesh. Any form of entertainment that glorifies sorcery and teaches that it is okay if it is used for quote unquote good is not for born again Christians. Okay, I'm going to step on some toes here, but I have to say this because the Lord is nudging me to call it out. Harry Potter and similar books and movies are not for Christians. Consuming these things pollutes our spirits. Galatians 5:20 mentions sorcery in the list of deeds of the flesh. We are not to participate in or even talk about sorcery. So what do you think reading a Harry Potter book or watching a Harry Potter movie is doing? Especially when your friends and family are also reading or watching. And then you discuss those movies and books. Sorry if this makes you mad, but I'm just the messenger. These are God's rules, and He gets to make the rules. It is our job to obey. If you are into these types of books and movies, it's time to repent and find more appropriate books and movies. You can be mad at me if you want. You are free to blow this teaching off and ignore this truth. But I have to say what the Lord says to say. Ezekiel 3:17-20 says, Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself. Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him, he will die. Since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. So here, whether you are a wicked person or a righteous person, I have now warned you. You get to choose your response, but your blood will not be on my hands. This may sound harsh, but really it is love. It's not God's will that any perish. My love for you says I do not want you to perish either. Persisting in behavior and activities that violate God's standards will only bring you trouble and eventually death. It is my job to warn you. And if you listen to my teaching, I believe it was last week or the week before, you are Israel if you are born again. There's only one tree, one body, one spirit. Yeshua is the head of the body. If you are part of the body, part of the one tree, you are part of Israel. So I am a watchman to the house of Israel, and I have to warn you so your blood will not be on my hands. So I plead with you, repent and be baptized. Change your ways. And even if you have already done so, if you have fallen into this deception and lived a carnal lifestyle, repent and be baptized again. And this time, pursue the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Flee fornication, both natural and spiritual. Bear good fruit. The Holy Spirit is a gift that will help you live your life and fulfill your God-ordained destiny if you let Him and listen to His guidance and teaching. I wrote this poem when my son was little and taught it to him. Listen, learn, and obey without argument or delay, then we all can have a happy day. It is a powerful truth. Obedience to God's word is the key. God gave Israel a choice to obey and live or disobey and die. He also pleaded with them to choose life. This is what I'm doing today. I'm pleading with you to choose life and blessing. Amen. If you have questions about this teaching or any of the teachings on my website, or if you have a topic that you would like me to teach about, please write me at lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Until next time, shalom.